It was an ugly bastard, and the temptation to kill it where it stood was almost more than Saren Osman could handle. It was also pretty upset. Its arms flailed as if it was on some passionate Sangheili rant about politics or religion or whatever they played instead of football. Its cloverleaf jaws snapping open and shut like a demented gin trap. Osman watched from the shuttle cargo bay with a rifle resting on the control panel. Matters could get out of hand with a 2.5-meter alien before you knew it. She was ready to drop the thing before it crushed Phillips. He could actually speak their language, even if some of the sounds defied simple human jaws. She wondered what he sounded like to them. He was making mirroring gestures back at the Sangheili, and although she couldn't hear the conversation, it seemed to be working. The alien did that odd trick with its split mandibles, pressing the two sides together to mimic a human jaw and trying to force out more articulate sounds. So the hinge head was mirroring too. It was a good sign. A good sign in a bad deal. No, not a bad deal. A dirty one. Osman stepped down from the bay, careful to keep her rifle close to her leg so she looked prepared but not threatening. Phillips glanced over his shoulder at her, seeming oblivious of the risk. I'd never take my eyes off that thing. God, what do they teach these academics about personal safety? She leaned against the hatch frame and waited, glancing at her watch to check Sydney time. Around her, the ruins of New Clanethly felt like a rebuke. The dead tapped her on the shoulder, appalled. And you're talking to these bastards now? On our graves? A shaft of sunlight struck through a break in the clouds and threw up a bright reflection from a lake in the distance. No, that's not a lake. Her brain had joined up the dots and made the wrong assumption. She eased her data pad out of her jacket pocket one-handed and checked. There was no body of water for 100 kilometers on the map in the CAA factbook. The reflective surface was vitrified sandy soil, mirror smooth, square hectares of it, where there had once been rye and potatoes. When the Covenant glassed a planet, they really did just that. Phillips gestured to get her attention and distracted her from the uncomfortable thought that the planet was making a point to her. He walked over to the shuttle, looking pleased with himself. "The bishop wants a word," he said. "I told him you were the boss woman. His English is pretty good, so play it straight. And don't call him an elite. Use the proper name. It matters to them." Osman pushed herself away from the bulkhead with her hip. "What, like bishop?" "Ignore that. Phillips. Professor Evan Phillips. Another respectable academic who'd been sucked down into Oni's drain, put on his serious face again. They told me he was devout, but I didn't realize how devout. Is that going to be a problem? Might be a bonus. Yes, they do tend to stick to a plan. I meant that he's a fundamentalist, the abiding truth, very, very old tradition of faith. Prompt me. I'm not an anthropologist. They're said to have squirreled away original forerunner relics from the time of their first contact, their equivalent of saints' fingers. It must be my birthday." Osman wasn't sure when that really was. Today seemed as good a day as any day. Maybe they've got some schematics in a dusty drawer or something. Come on, don't keep him waiting. How is he with women? I don't think I've ever seen a female Sangheili. Do they keep them in purdah or something? It's not that simple. Phillips beckoned to her to follow. The ladies wield a hell of a lot of political power in the bloodline stakes. When you've got a few hours to kill, I'll explain it. She didn't, and couldn't wait. She walked up to the Sangheili, steeling herself not to call him an elite or a murdering hinge-head bastard. Osman was taller than the average man, and at 190, she wasn't used to having to look up at anybody. But the bishop towered 0.5 meter above her like a monument in gold armor. For a moment, she found herself looking into a disturbingly featureless face before she settled on the black eyes and small, flaring nostrils just below them. The bishop was sniffing her scent. Unsettling didn't even begin to cover it. "Captain Osman," Philip said cautiously, looking back and forth between her and the Sangeli. "Let me introduce you to Avu Med. Tell Cam, speaker for the servants of abiding truth,